Stop 6. Rock designating Big Spring. This is stop number 6 on our tour. Slip to the south between the two red brick buildings and underneath the connecting second-story walkway. You will end up behind the buildings facing State Street. We're now looking for a large boulder. This boulder denotes the location of Big Spring. Daniel Shaw Haight, of Dutch origin, was the first settler in Geneva. He built a cabin near this spring, and the settlement was called Big Spring. Haight sold his claim in 1835 to fellow settlers James and Charity Harrington, and moved his family further north. The name Geneva was eventually selected as the official name of the town, as many early settlers came from the northeast and were familiar with Geneva, New York. When the first settlers made it to this area, families left familiar surroundings to undertake the risk of starting a hard, new life in this unknown area of Illinois. By 1830, much of the best land in the eastern United States was taken up, and settlers were looking to stake new land. The river was the draw, providing transportation, food, and lumber for building. Native Americans here collected nuts, hunted deer and bear and migrating birds, but fish made up most of the diet. This was true of the early settlers as well. But sheer hard work was how early Genevans survived. Most started out with farming, but various professions and skills began to emerge as the community grew into a town at the turn of the 19th century. James and Charity Harrington built the first house in Geneva, a double log home. With the County Formation Act of 1836, Geneva became the county seat. Geneva was first platted in 1837, and by 1840 had a courthouse, jail, post office, a classroom and teacher, bridge, sawmill, 3 general stores, a doctor, furniture and coffin maker, 2 blacksmiths, 2 hotels, and several taverns. Today, this site is part of a recently built development. Cars travel along State Street where Native Americans once walked and rode their horses, and early settlers traveled with their wagons. Remembering back to how Geneva got its start can show us how far we've come and also remind us of why people were drawn here in the first place, the qualities of the river, and the hope of starting anew. When you're ready, walk back to the corner of State and First Streets, which is also Route 38 and Route 31, near Sergio's Cantina, and cross State Street at the crosswalk traveling north. Make sure to press the crosswalk button at the light to cross safely across Route 38. Once you reach the north side of State Street, turn right or east and proceed to the intersection of State Street and River Lane. Then cross River Lane and stop at the corner.